Let's bring this meeting to order. Design Review Board meeting Tuesday, June 20th, 2011. It is 3:07, and let's have roll call.
Okay. Stephen Herrera, Chair. Chris Messner,
here.
Vice Chair.
Here.
Scott Branch.
Absent.
Cecilia Brown.
Here.
Carl Schneider.
Here.
Tom Smith.
Here.
And Bob Woodnot, absent.
Absent.
Okay. Administrative agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 14th.
I'll second.
Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. B2 Street Tree Subcommittee. There was no meeting today, so the next meeting has been moved to, what was the date, Scott?
July 26th.
July 26th.
At 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, yes. Okay. B3, Planning Director Report.
Okay. Thank you, members of the board, for being with us today. I have a fairly brief director's report for you. A couple of items. This past Tuesday, June 21st, the City Council went forward and approved our operating budget. As it relates to the DRB, a couple things for you to know. First of all, we have been reallocated enough money to have 20 meetings again next year. So it's pretty much two a month, with the exception of 4 months that they get only one meeting. So we'll try to figure out that calendar as we move closer to the end of this year. But generally speaking, it means in November and December, there's only one meeting. And then in the summer months, those are generally speaking limited to only one meeting somewhere in the summer months. A point for the planning department, we have been allocated funds and resources to acquire a document scanning contract, as well as a permit tracking system that will be web-based eventually. So that will take some time to implement, but nonetheless it's coming, trying to make our whole process even more transparent than it has been, to allow people to see permits and whatnot for all of our properties throughout the city. So more to come on that. As I look at this point forward, July 12th, just a reminder, we will be having a meeting on that date. It was previously canceled, but we are meeting that date. We're also meeting on July 26th, and then the first meeting in August, I want to say it's August 9th, that we would regularly have a meeting, that's the canceled meeting. So just do be aware of that. And then the only other director's report item of note, July 21st and August 18th, there's going to be a couple of public workshops that are going to be held for the Bishop Ranch property. In particular, there's been an initiation of a proposed general plan amendment and a development agreement. So that's going to be a public workshop that starts guiding those documents. I don't know any other additional information other than that we're holding a public workshop on those dates. If anyone has questions, whether it's members of the board here or the public, I'm going to encourage you to contact our advanced planning team to figure out what that project is a little bit more, what this public works is about. July 21st and August 18th.
So, Scott, from what you said, that they're public meetings to inform a general plan amendment.
A public workshop.
A public workshop to guide a general plan amendment.
As I understand it, yes. But that's about all that I know of this.
So that would suggest... Okay, never mind.
If you have any questions, please contact Ann Wells in our Advanced Planning Department, and she can go ahead and give you some more information. And with that concludes our director's report.
Okay, review of agenda and project agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Vice Chair Messner. We have a request today for continuance. Item I-1, it's permit number 09-129 DRB, located at 6338 Linmar Drive. It's the Bardex Astro Aerospace Remediation Program project. That applicant requests to continue the project to July 26th, and that's the only request that we have before you. That calendar is open and can handle it.
I'll move to continue item I-1 to... July 26th.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we're moved to public comment. This is a time that the public has an opportunity to have 3 minutes to speak. Anything's unrelated? Not on the agenda? Anybody? Okay. Item E, consent calendar.
I reviewed the item E1, Mission Ready Mix Sand and Gravel Storage on Olney Street, and basically was just reviewing the color Canyon Tan had been selected last meeting, and recommend approval as submitted.
Okay. Is there a motion?
That's a motion.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Second.
And I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Sign calendar.
Sign subcommittee met today on item F1, Cabrillo Business Park overall sign plan amendments at 6767 Hollister Avenue, and basically approved it or recommend approval as submitted. I'll make that a motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Boy, we're moving. Revised final calendar. Okay, none. Final calendar.
Okay. That's case 07-208-DRB, the Camino Real Hotel at 401 Stork Road. And while we wait for the applicant to come up, I'll go ahead and give a very brief staff report on this one. The applicant has gone and revised their plans per the DRB discussion at your last meeting. I will let the applicant go through point by point and show the changes, but at this point in time, staff doesn't have any comments on it. One thing that I do wish to point out, the applicant today submitted some plans regarding the public improvements for this project, and they want to share those with you. I haven't had a chance to review the plans yet, but we haven't had any contact from any members of the public on this project, so I'm comfortable with the DRB going forward and reviewing these plans if you're comfortable with it. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn over the rest of the project description to the applicant as they set up.
Good afternoon, board members. Tori Rozak. So one of the last DRB, the preliminary DRB, was to satisfy four of your main conditions. And we can briefly walk through the drawings and talk about some of the revisions that have been made to satisfy the conditions and to also point out a few coordination issues. So on the main artist rendering, one coordination issue was to show the four palm trees at the entry and also to clarify or clearly show the street trees. So some minor corrections on the artist rendering. On the building elevations, on sheet A7, one of the conditions and recommendations was to add more color on the west and north elevations. So with our architect of record, our design architect fulfilled his obligations in the design phase. Now we're moving forward with our construction documents, and our architect of record is present, Gene Fong. We added a splash of color at the corners and also at the arcade at the center of the west and north elevation. A third color was added at the recessed areas of the window alcoves. So we have a combination of all three colors that are occurring on the north and west instead of the previous design, which is only a single color.
Tony, can you, on the northern elevation next to the tower, the color on that, yeah, on that form,
yes.
What is that? Can you just describe that?
Yeah, it's a similar color to the same colors that we're reusing on the west and the north are similar to the three colors that you've seen previously on the east and the south elevations.
What I don't understand from the two-dimensional, it looks like it's yellow at the top and the lighter cream at the bottom.
Can you bring it forward just a little bit, too?
Sure.
So I'm just trying to get a sense of what that...
Thank you.
Right, it's a decorative element.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks kind of interesting from a distance.
It does change in plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that now. Before I couldn't see that. Okay, yeah, okay.
Now, some further coordination at our end regarding the landscape and site coverage. We have increased the landscape site coverage by adding a foot on the perimeter of each side of the project.
Mm-hmm. So how did you do that?
Originally we had, for instance, on the west perimeter.
Yes.
Originally we had a 6-foot bioswale. Mm-hmm. Then we increased it to an 8-foot. Now it's 9. And the parking spaces were reduced by a foot.
Oh, okay. So that's
good. Right.
And so the parking spaces are still the standard, whatever is needed.
They do meet the city ordinance.
Okay.
So that will happen on each perimeter. We gain a 1-foot landscape strip, and on 3 of the sides, that would increase the bioswale width.
So that's a positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, at request of the Community Services Department, we have added a bus turnout.
And where is that?
Which happens across Phelps, just down, I would say, about 200 feet.
Okay. So that turnout is a cutout for it?
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. Previously, we were just showing a bus shelter and bench.
And that's over by where that preschool is on the corner.
Yes, correct. On sheet A4, there was further coordination of the rooftop equipment, and the drawing you see now accurately shows all of the equipment that we anticipated on the roof, and all that equipment would be shielded and screened by our mansard roof. The second of the four conditions was to revise the one-piece S-shaped tile to a two-piece barrel-type tile that is consistent with the retail center down the street. And we brought samples of a manufacturer that is on our short list, showing the two-piece assembly. Also, a sample of the color mix that we are proposing. So it would be a mix of approximately 5 tones to give more variety.
Who picked that out? Did you pick that out, Tony?
It was a team effort.
Oh, all right. Tony's always so serious.
A third condition, to omit the synthetic turf from outside of the building, and on sheet L-1 we can now see that area is
landscape
ground cover,
right? And the ground cover is right, but what is it going to be?
Well, it'll be a combination of shrubs and ground cover.
Okay. Oh, that'll be nice. Okay.
And we're still keeping the artificial turf on the inside of the courtyard, right?
On the interior. Right. And we did bring samples of a combination of what we'd like to incorporate on the interior. The tighter pattern would be something that we might be using so that tables and chairs may be able to sit on it a little bit easier.
The on the grass there, what ounce is that? Is that a 70?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I could find that out for you, but I don't know at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good grass there. Just for the record, you know, if you get a heavier ounce, like a 90 ounce or an 85, it's going to have a little thicker thatch feel when you put your fingers in there. It's just going to last longer.
Okay.
That's all I'm just letting you know.
We'll investigate and make sure we have something that's
but
definitely
that's a good variety of the grass. You can tell the two tone with the lower thatch, the brown, yeah.
And the backing is a heavy duty backing, and
most likely it's a recycled backing, and
antimicrobial.
You get the right sand as you grate it in there, and it makes everything stiff up and stand up. It'll look good.
So how do you maintain that? You take a vacuum cleaner to it?
Basically, yeah. It is something to that effect. A broom-type rake vacuum. There's a number of different methods.
Okay.
One of the other requests was to remove the vinca, which we removed
Thank
the vinca.
Thank you. I saw that. Thank you.
In the black and white packet, you probably have a copy of our irrigation design plan and details. Mm-hmm. We intend to drip irrigate the entire project, so there'll be no spray irrigation. We have a biofertigation unit planned for the project so that we can control our fertilizer accordingly.
Great.
We will be using the king palm on this project.
Oh, instead of the queen, good.
Instead of the queen.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
We reduced the width of the sidewalk around the perimeter, so that also helped us increase some of our landscape. So we now have a 4-foot walk, and we are indicating it to be a medium broom-finished tan-colored, buff-colored concrete. Going to go with the colors of the building and the pavers.
Okay. I had one question that I noticed the backflow device is screened and landscaped. What about the other utilities? Are there other utilities that are above ground?
Yes, there's an electric transformer at the northeast corner of the site, and it's also will be painted to blend in with the landscape, and that will be screened by shrubs in addition.
And is there another one? Is there another?
Yeah, there's a small. The fire backflow
is right there.
Is here,
and, yeah.
And the domestic water is here.
Okay. All right, and that's. Okay. Good. Yeah.
And the final of the four conditions was to further reduce the lighting overspill on the west and north property lines. And as you can see from sheet E2 and the photometric data, it's been substantially reduced. And we also have updated the 3D illumination studies.
In order to reduce that, what was done?
A combination of two items. One was to relocate the light fixtures so that the throw of light is more uniform. We realized after just a quick analysis and measurement of distances that some light fixtures were closer to each other than others.
Right.
So forming more of a concentration and more of a black spot of light. So they were uniformly relocated.
Yeah, that's good.
And second, the baffle on the lights was increased in size so it would reflect more forward.
Yeah, that's fair. These sheets are very, very helpful. And I'm if the applicant provided those, that's great. Staff asked, I'm not sure how we did that, but I think that these should be the standard for any lighting studies that the Design Review Board sees, because it's very informative, and it really brings to light, if you will, the lighting, the photometric calculations.
Yes, it does. It was a recommendation from staff, not a requirement, but we felt the same.
Yeah.
It's a great exercise.
It's exactly. It's a very, very helpful, very useful. It's good.
If I could jump in as staff for just a second, the only other thing that I'd like to point out, with changing the tile roofing, there was a note that I'd received from the applicant that the first floor height had also been increased by 8 inches, so the overall height of the building was slightly crept up, still lower than what you had originally seen, but I wanted to point out that since the last review, there is a slight increase in the building's height.
Correct. On the elevations, you'll see that first floor height increased by 8 inches, and that was a result of further coordination with the MEP consultant and requesting more clearance in the ceiling sandwich to get all of our systems to work properly.
Comments? Do we have architectural detailing? Door, window, roof, eaves?
We have a 50% construction set, construction document set in progress at the moment, correct? And they're consistent with the elevations that you see.
Okay. Want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of things. First one is the north and west elevations. I appreciate what's happened here. I would add, you've chosen those kind of one-story balcony type elements to change to the more golden color, which I think works well. I think you need to carry that on the north elevation. You need to carry that to the right, so that element on the other side of the gable form does the same thing. It's the same kind of,
right.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same kind of form. It feels like it should have the same color on it. And the same thing happens on the west elevation. I was thinking, going to the left on that one, there's that form. Maybe not.
We did study that, but it seemed like many of the similar.
Right. Yeah, there's those balcony, but they're a different form. So yeah, I think you're probably okay in the west. It's just that one form on the north.
We'd be happy to add color to the
add color, and I think that'll help that corner. The roof color. I mean, I like the roof color. That lightest tile. If we can get it to throw that out. Typically what happens with that is they tend to be little bright spots in the roof and don't blend quite as well. So at least from my point of view, I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I would opt for having that light color be removed from the mix. I think everything else works very well. And then the two different grasses here, can we not use that? I mean, I think this looks great.
Use this for like a chair.
I think this still looks like a carpet or a putting green, and I don't think that's. And I think I would guess your chairs and tables will still work on this okay. So that's just.
I would think that trying to move chairs and stuff on that kind of stuff is going to eat it up and tear it up.
Yeah, the chairs won't go well on this.
We can find some. We can make it a bit less carpet-like. But as long as it's a bit firmer than this and have a combination of the two.
These have a dense face, right?
And I'm good with everything else. Other than I would personally like to see the architectural details. Mm-hmm. That's typically one of our requirements for final approval. So, while we can sit here and conceptually say you're in a good direction, and at least from my point of view, until I see those, I'm not willing to give you final approval.
Tom,
I really don't have anything else to add to what Carl said. I would have to totally, I'm ditto with Carl.
Okay, Sid?
I want to thank the applicant for all the nice details on this project and presenting them to us and working with us. You know, we tend to like certain things, and you've been very accommodating in providing the information and in changing things, like the lighting, for instance. It's a very nice landscape plan. I like the plant palette. I think that's really nice. Sometimes we have to talk about, you know, we need to do more of one or the other, but you've, from my point of view, you've gotten it, and I really like that. And I think it's nice. There's a lot of nice details. It's going to be a good-looking building. It's going to be colorful in sort of a subdued way. It's going to be an asset to that little thing. It's increased landscaping with the strips, I think, is great. I like it. Yeah, thank you.
I would like to echo that. I think it's a really nice project overall, so I appreciate all the effort and time that you guys have put in and the back and forth with us, but I think in the end it's going to be very nice.
Yeah.
Got a question. Is it possible on, as far as the architectural details, that that would be like a final line consent? Is that,
yeah.
Or would that be appropriate? Rather than come back again. I mean, they've done such a great job.
Yeah.
But that's,
they've come so far.
Right. If I may add, it was our understanding that we would put these into a LUP set, which will be submitted shortly.
As part of the DRB process, the architectural detailing is something that's called out as being required as part of the final review process. And it's carried over from the DRB's approval into the land use permit itself. But it is something the DRB does need to see.
Right.
It's not full-blown construction drawings, but just simply the architectural details.
So. You want to make a motion?
So I'll move for, I would say, continuance. And I guess I'm good with doing the architectural details on consent. So you could come back on the consent calendar for final approval with that one balcony element on the north elevation, adding color to that, with omitting the one light roof color in the roof blend, and possibly restudying the use of a slightly thicker secondary lawn turf area material in the thing, and the inclusion of architectural details for review at consent. And I guess I'd ask, how soon can you get back to do that?
Is there a fixed date, or is the date up to us? I'm not familiar with the consent process.
We meet every 2 weeks, so mm-hmm. The next meeting is July 12th. The meeting after that is July 26th. Then the meeting after that is canceled.
July 12th would be fine.
and then if it doesn't come before the full board, as on consent means before the regular meeting.
Right. And it'll be somebody selected that reviews it ahead of time.
Yes. And two things to add to that. One, we need the architectural details and those other items to be submitted to us 1 week before that meeting. So if it's the July 12th meeting, we're looking July 5th is when things are actually submitted to us. So it might be a long holiday weekend for someone.
Tuesday.
The second thing to add to that, before a motion is made, the applicant did submit some civil plans to us as it relates to, I believe, the bus turnout at the meeting, and the DRB hasn't looked at those yet. I'd be happy to share those with you if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, let's look at those.
Might as well get it.
It's nice.
Is there anything unusual about what you're doing here? Is it simply one of the turnouts? And have you are you using the standard MTD bus shelter? And
yes, standard for Goleta construction details. Very minimal street improvements, curb cuts, and bus turnout, shelter and bench, and standard MT.
That's standard, I don't know.
It's per manufacturer,
yeah,
it's on their short list, and it's noted.
Green, okay. Standing seam metal roof element.
Across from Elwood School, there's a turnout.
Yeah.
With the bus shelter.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Same thing. Typically, I don't know if they're doing it on this one. Typically, they put a little solar cell on the roof and.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't have those curly cues.
Not supposed to have the curly cues in Goleta.
I have a question. I can't remember. Was there landscape in the center dividers at all? Or was that?
It's already out there. It was installed as part of the original Camino Real Marketplace construction.
Right. I'm sorry. I got mixed up. Okay. Then do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
See you on July 12th.
Thank you.
Okay.
Synthetic grass is so cool, you never know it. You just.
Yeah,
but actually, the one that I have is five times better than that.
It's thicker.
It's thicker. You put your fingers in it and you feel the thatch underlayer. It's thick and it just stands up the whole time. My cat lays in it all day. The problem is it's expensive to put down. But once it's down, that's it. 10, 15 years. Well, the one in the front, I'm going to pull back out. Because they didn't cut good edges, and I found a better grass. So the ones going in the back, I'm just going to fix the one in the front because it's just got a thicker thatch. In fact, you can just put your fingers, you can just feel it. Yeah, and that's why I said that needs to be denser because it'll hold up the traffic better. But you can tell by the color. If it has a little yellow to it, that's from China. After a few years, it fades and dulls out. That's the problem. Then you replace it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, we're here for H2. Scott, can you read that one?
It's permit number 11-011. It's the Haskell's Landing development at the northwest corner of Hollister Avenue, Las Armas Road. APN 079-210-049. And before we get before we actually get started on this item, if we could have declarations, that would be great.
Been to the site, have not talked with anyone.
Same. I've not been to the site recently, but many times before, and have not had any conversations with the applicant.
It hasn't moved last time.
Same.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon. Just a couple quick notes on the minutes from the last meeting. The applicant's here for final approval. At the last meeting, you had requested staff check with community services regarding the lenses for the streetlights. And I do have an update. I don't have a final answer. SCE apparently owns the lights and does the maintenance on the lights. So Community Services is checking with them and awaiting a response in terms of which particular fixture they will support.
Just so you know, Cindy, there was a guy who was changing the lights out on the street light, and he was about ready to put in a sag lens, and I went out and I said, oh, excuse me, sir, can you put in a flat lens? He whips out a flat lens and puts in a flat lens. So it's that easy. We just have to ask.
Yeah. So their Community Services is pursuing that, and they're certainly supportive.
So they should be asking. So let's, if you would just stay on them and tell them how easy it is, that should be the standard. Thank you.
So, and then the applicant had submitted yesterday some landscaping and irrigation plans, in addition to, I think, an additional plan for the retaining wall. So they'll just go through whatever changes were made to those plans. Thank you.
When we left last time, there was a discussion about coming back with some conceptual stuff on a wall, and I'd prefer not to come back. So let's, I thought what we'd do is just focus on the wall, and it does do what you asked for it to do. These are the same plans you've always had. There's a west side and an east side, and you can see the top of the wall does step. Here's the top of the wall right here. So it steps both on the west and the east, and then it will be covered with plantings. And it's pink in color.
So it's just all one material?
It is. It's one material that's covered in landscaping.
So from the residential side, you're not going to see it because there's going to be landscaping on. And presumably, maybe that landscaping will go over the wall. I don't know how they're going to maintain it. But. Did we talk about painting on the opposite wall to deter graffiti and stuff, having some sort of paint? Because that's what you see along all these fences along the railroad track is people constantly painting over it because of graffiti. And if you can
apply the kind of paint that resists it or whatever, it makes it easier to take off.
Well, I remember we discussed that. I remember we discussed also different heights on the wall. Different heights on the wall. And different materials used, maybe some wood in certain areas to kind of break it up instead of just this one long wall.
You know, remember, you want something that's sustainable, because you start using wood and it'll rot, and this will be covered in ivy or grape ivy or something of that nature. So you do have the undulations. Pardon me?
It is indicated on the landscape plan, though.
Yeah. So.
And the material is not hetera. It's not the regular ivy. I think it's some other kind of ivy.
It's really a special wall ivy.
I know, but we just want to make sure it's not regular, because that stuff gets over and it starts. Yeah. No, I know, but I can get you into trouble. I think it was not. I think it was okay, as I recall, but I just wanted to make sure. Right. Okay.
Yeah. High maintenance, but if they take care of it, I mean, it's going to have to be.
We also have lilac vine.
It's okay. Those are fine. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
So the maintenance area of that area, if you're going to plant that, what will you be taking care of outside the wall too?
The wall's on.
Taking care of what's on the property line, what's within the property.
And the property line goes to what? The sidewalk or to the street gutter? Yes.
We're maintaining out to the curb.
Okay, that's fine. Then the ficus?
HOA.
Yeah.
The ficus is in the back.
Yeah.
Ficus is on the wall.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Right. Okay. That's it? All right.
Did we document on the plans the bridge that we're using, the Sedona? Is that written down anywhere?
It's in the minutes, and that's what we committed to. Whether it's on the plan or not, I don't know. I did not ask for anybody to put it on a plan.
Okay.
It's in the meeting minutes, and that's what we've committed to.
Right.
It's a Sedona type with a a wood or track deck.
Deck.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
With the lighting with the hood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We see that in the minutes. But and what, the, but what the, happens if it...
And the conduit that's hidden.
Okay.
Unless you want to expose now.
At least you remember the minutes well.
That's fine. Just so long as that's what happens.
Yep.
That's.
Any other comments? Motion.
I'll approve for final approval with the conditions that the two items from our previous minutes be included. The Sedona bridge be used with either a wood or a Trex deck material, and that the lights be recessed without having exposed conduits.
With the hood.
With the hood. And the louver, rather. Yeah, louver is probably more appropriate.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, my goodness. Now what?
Now what?
Now the fun begins.
Now you don't know what to do.
Now the fun begins, huh?
You have to build it now.
Yeah, you got to build it now. Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your...
It will be a nice project. It's, yeah.
Persistence and perseverance and patience, huh?
Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And thank you for your addition.
If only we could get the Coastal Commission under control.
Okay, preliminary calendar, item I-2. Scott?
Thank you. Permit number 11-037-DRB. It's the Cabrillo Business Park, buildings 1, 2, 3, and 12, located at 6767 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-450-005. Before we start this item, if we can do declarations again, that would be appreciated. And as we, if we could be kind with just taking a moment to get plans submitted and distributed, that'd be appreciated as well.
All right, so for declarations, I've been there but haven't talked with anyone involved with it.
Same for me.
I have previously visited the site. I drive by it occasionally, and I had some email correspondence with Bob Cunningham of Arcadio Studios concerning this oak tree that we talked about, and I see on the landscape plan that it's N for natural form, whatever that means. We talked about having multi-trunk trees, which will be smaller rather than the big stately trees, so that's what we had the email discussion on. Yes, thank you.
I've had no discussions either. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Steve Fetty with Cirrus Regis Group and with Cabrillo Business Park back here again. We are here to request preliminary approval of the plans we've had before you now a number of times. Thank you for the help on the OSP earlier. Sorry we messed up our schedule somehow, but you guys were quick today. Thank you. Here with Troy White, with Dudek, Lori Romano, and our esteemed electrical engineer, Brian Smith, on the lighting. We have the plans that you've basically have seen before, no changes, the exception being more detail on the lighting and the photometric study. And but that's not new to you either. These are all the same fixtures, same details that were approved previously and modified to the site plan that has been, modifications have been made on behalf of Deckers Outdoor. So with that, I'll turn it over to Brian to walk you guys through it, or if you have any questions or however, at your pleasure, however you'd like to go through the plans.
As Steve said, the plan has really only been modified from what you've seen previously. The site plan changed somewhat, added some walkways north-south through the parking lot. We adjusted some of the parking areas, so we adjusted the lighting to match the new parking, added the north-south bollard configurations to match up with the north-south walkways that Arcadia Studios designed. And then we coordinated the lighting locations with the tree and planting plans that Arcadia Studios produced.
Do we have a cut sheet on the fixture? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
And those are the same fixtures that were approved before, but also that will be used throughout the project.
And if I remember correctly, they're not. Okay.
They're rendered on the first, or not rendered, but drawn to scale on the first sheet.
So that you can actually see the scale to the pole and the arm. Those details are to scale. And also, the bollard is a real representation of what it looks like.
So I take it these will be already preset for the birds with the spikes and everything on top?
Do that.
Well, I see that potentially happen, that's all.
Yeah.
I wish they made some that were just clear plastic. You can't even see it, you know, but it's there. Yeah, you know, I like that idea. I knew somebody who did that one time. He got a six-pack of beer, lit up the bird thing, and... All right.
Yeah, we haven't really had, to my knowledge, much of a seagull problem on the property, surprisingly, considering how close we are to the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't really had much of a problem out there, so that's a good point you bring up, though, Chris.
It's a good point. I just know that once you get building and there's people and food, and I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just see something maybe. That's all. But the fixtures are nice, so.
Well, however, though, we, per the conversation that Cecilia had with Bob, we decided to go ahead and use Quercus tomentella in the parking lot trees instead of the Quercus agrifolia for height and scale. But we have kept Quercus agrifolia on the perimeter,
right.
And the natural form just means low branched versus standard. You know,
we
just
want
it more natural looking versus,
yeah.
You know. So That's what we did. So the change, and
what, you took out the lollipop trees?
No, we never had any. But these, just this column right here is the Quercus tomentella, and then this one right here. Those are the only ones that were oak trees before. We had colonnades, so.
So when it's natural form, what does that mean?
The
when
you tomentella go to is different than the Quercus agrifolia.
No, I understand, but what do you mean natural form?
It's just lower branching trees.
But they can always be pruned up. So how?
Meaning they won't get like, pruned to look like a lollipop.
No, they won't look. They'll look more like a big shrub. I mean, they.
Well, they start out as a shrub when you grow them. What happens is you have the nurseries. They'll train them, get that leader going up, and then you get that thin little thing and a big ball on top.
Right, but then how are they maintained? Are they maintained so that they look like trees? Is that what?
Natural form is just a type that you buy from the nursery versus a standard.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Okay. So you get the natural form, sometimes they come multi. Sometimes they just get up. And the problem is, that's when you get your selective picking. You've got to get the right tree, trim it, and you get it eventually upright.
Okay.
And or they're upright. It's just we choose. Right. We want the more natural form versus the standard.
The lollipop.
And then you start looking
and that's on the agrifolia that are along the street, not the. One's in the parking lot.
Parking lot are no longer agrifolia, they're tomentella.
Right, they're in tomentella, right.
And for the natural form, does the landscape architect go out to ensure that that's what...
We select the trees. If they're.
Oh, you personally do?
We go out, or we have the nurseries, we have brokers. Yeah,
okay, yeah, and they do, and you check to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
And if one doesn't have it, you've got plenty of others to pick from.
Okay.
Yes, we change the tomentella.
Okay. You couldn't tell, except their tomentellas are smaller. That's all. They're a nice tree.
Very nice. So that's the only change.
Good. Okay.
So we humbly request your preliminary approval.
So I just have a question. When did we start with this at the Design Review Board? In 2002? Do you remember?
Which version?
Whatever version.
Probably.
We had the county VAR originally.
Were you?
It goes back to 97, I think.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 2000. Well, 2007 most recently was when we actually worked.
Started,
yeah.
I think in 98, 99, before VAR.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Deckers
is prepared to proceed ahead on the construction documents starting next week. So we're
good.
Ready to keep going, to keep on their schedule.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly appreciate your working with us. It's always a positive. I hope that you felt it's a positive experience. I think, you know, and it's been great to work with you, and it's going to be a nice project. I love the landscaping. It's going to be very nice. Lots of trees out there. That's.
No, thank you. We really appreciate the board's help. You've helped us with some great thoughts and feedback, not only on this project, even more so probably on the Marriott on Hollister. With how that building now looks as it's being processed. But we're very excited about this, and we think this is really going to be something for the community. So we appreciate your input and your feedback on this.
Now, the area that's going to be just south, the that area, who's going to do that?
We will. We're conditioned as part of our overall development plan approvals to do those improvements. Once the Army Corps of Engineers permitting process is done, we have a phase for the remediation that would take place.
Yeah.
But as we impact certain things like, there's some remnant wetland areas down here, for example, that would get included in the overall redo of this area. So.
But does somebody look at the plan?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody
very
on
thoroughly.
Staff looks at that?
Already has. That's all done.
Oh, okay. That's all done. Okay. Yeah, so we don't ever see that, and it's just... It's just wetland-type plants that go in there and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
And is there a relative to the timing of how many buildings get built before that has to be? Is there any kind of...
Yeah. Carl and I can't remember the phase that was the new phasing. I don't think it changed. I want to say it's 4 or 5, something like that. But that you know, it's going to make... What we're planning on doing right now is doing all of the Hollister work.
Right.
And then the Los Caneros work is part of prior to the third building being completed, which would be of the first three that Deckers would occupy. And with that, there are a lot of little details that need to be taken care of that all the plans are complete on, actually. Signal here, signal moving here, signalized intersection at Discovery. And so when we do this, what we're thinking now is we'd like to probably do Discovery as part of that to get this intersection completed. And that naturally leads into completing the road. So the initial phase, the road will stop about here. A lot of this has to do with ingress and egress access for existing tenants. And so we'll probably, my guess is, we'll probably end up completing the road after we've finished all the dirt moving around. There's a stockpile we'll be doing here for a few months that'll then go down to here, and then that'll come over back over to these borrow pits. These two buildings here, I believe, 8 and 11, will be then be ready for pads to be cut. And so it makes sense to do all that while we're doing Discovery. And so that would be the plan, I think, to get this piece rolling here, and then all the on- and off-site improvements on the perimeter and then Discovery, and which will then, I think, lead to this effectively, because we're going to be touching various pieces of wetland areas that need to be remediated as part of the overall plan, and that'll be part. This will probably get done in a couple of phases, but that's and also with this recreational area for the park, we want to do that at the same time. So anyway, that's what we know today. Anyway, we got to get the Deckers to close, and they're excited, and so are we.
Mr. Chair, just wanted to bring up one note that was from the minutes of May 10th, just to make sure that you are comfortable that it was addressed. It says the applicant has requested to provide vines on certain portions of Building 3 on the western side where appropriate for embellishment.
The articulation, and so it wasn't brought up again, was it?
Yeah, I just reading from the minutes, I thought it had been addressed as well.
I don't think it was last meeting.
No, I don't think so, but we can add vines. I mean, there's no problem adding vines.
Were those vines on the building, or vines? Wasn't it a green green screen?
I don't think we talked about the detail of that. I think we were focused more on the trees.
It's tucked into the hill, right? It's a one-story element.
Second floor, really.
Right.
Only at this corner, you would see.
It's about a one-story mass.
I think it was more about in the...
On the corners? Yeah.
The corners, and that was before we made the articulation to the corners to improve that.
Right.
Yeah, so I think those...
But we still can add, you know, vine to the building if it's...
If you're only seeing the second story, you know, it wouldn't make sense anything down below.
So you have tree canopies all on the road.
Yeah.
So we don't want anyone to see the building, frankly.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Well, I will move for preliminary approval. And I don't have any comments at the moment, so I'd say as submitted, to come back for final approval. How soon do you want to try to do that?
July 12th would be the next available.
Oh.
Yeah, we could hold that if possible, Cindy, and then we need to continue it. We're not far enough along yet.
Okay. Yeah.
And then would that be before the full board or?
Full board, yeah.
Okay.
This is your last comment on the bond. The water feature. Last time. Last chance.
And practically speaking, or pragmatically speaking, that means we need revised plans submitted a week from today, July 5th.
Yeah, that's not going to happen,
right? I'd say let's put you down for the 26th, and if you make that or not, you can go from there.
Right.
Okay.
So I'll second if there hasn't been one made.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Aye.
There you go.
Thank you.
You bet.
Long, winding road that's getting there.
Thank you. Yeah, you bet. All right. Okay, conceptual preliminary calendar? None. Conceptual calendar? None. Advisory calendar? None. Discussion items? None. Requests for future agendas by members?
That's been bumped a few times.
Oh.
We're still working on it. It is something we intend to do, but I still don't have a solid date for you, but we are working on it.
Announcement by members.
I just want to note that the Sumita Gardens project, which is a local apartment project here, just won a award of merit at the Pacific Coast Builders Conference up in San Francisco last week.
Nice. Congratulations.
Good. Okay. Dorn.
Yeah. Done. Wow. Look at that.
Phew.
Thank you. Whew. Record time.
Tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Put on a happy face. When you're feeling mean and grouchy, there's no money in your kick. When your disposition's ouchy and you think you're sick, sick, sick. When your wife has packed and left you 'cause you came home kinda late. Or your chick lays down the story, she has got another date. When your dog just growls and bites you while you are packed.